podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, episode 55.
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Alicia, and I'm here with B-Side.
What up?
Stuffing her mouth with Christini.
A little bit. I haven't had lunch. I'm hungry.
It's a Sunday. Today Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon. It's bright. It's really bright out there.
It is.
I'm loving
it. It's 32 degrees out, which is better than the 17 degrees it was. Oh, no. 14 degrees it was at 8 a.m.
Well, and yesterday it was like teens and below zero.
Well, the wind chill made it below zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going back. It's going to the 40s this week, they said.
Right. But there's still going to be snow.
Yeah. Are we getting snow?
We're getting snow, like, on Wednesday, or, like, snow showers. I haven't fully looked at the weather report, but that was what was glanced at last night on the overall scale for the week.
Well, just like New England, if you want to know what the weather is, just look out the window.
That's deceiving, though. Because, I mean, if you looked out the window right now, you'd be like, oh, it's so warm out. And you go outside, and you're like, nope.
Freezing. So super, super, super sunny. So, oh my God, where to begin? I mean, when's the last time? We haven't been on in, like, so long, I feel like.
Like 3 weeks or something?
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to have a special guest lined up for today, but she could not... she had other obligations.
Right, but she'll be on soon.
Yes.
She's going to be amazing.
I know. I cannot wait.
And
we had a special podcast lineup just for her. You have specific questions for her and a lot about the dating scene because she's also doing kind of the same dating scene, right?
She's kind of doing the same dating scene, but she has a other element that comes with it. So it's like she's got something like, I mean, her... Let's say her job kind of adds a little more spice to dating. And it's interesting to see how that goes on that end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
She sees it all and then
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Right. So can't wait to have her on.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will be soon and we'll get that going.
Yeah, we've got some lineups. We were just talking. We've got some people lined up in the coming weeks and like next month or so.
We have a local entertainer.
Yeah.
A local entertainer that's getting into actually he's been entertaining locally. He was at Dog Bar, and now he's actually has a show once a month at Short in Maine, which is now going back to
the Cape Ann Cinema.
Yeah, so he's really doing big things, and we're going to talk to him and do a whole show with him so that mm-hmm. we're lining that up, too. So we have some, like, really great local people around here that are just a lot of fun, and we're going to get them on.
Yep.
So, awesome.
That's what we're doing.
Speaking of local fun, new restaurant opened a few days ago, Pier 23.
That's what I hear. Or I saw the sign.
Yeah. So, I can't wait. I really want to try it. I do. Just as, you know, as every new place that opens, you know, new systems, new people, new everything. You know, mm-hmm. I like to give them, and being in that situation before, you mm-hmm. know, I definitely would love to give them a few weeks, you know. Couple weeks maybe before I go.
Right.
But Joey did a huge thing on them. Everyone seemed to love them, as everyone's loving the burgers. I checked out their menu online. I love their website and their apps. They're on Instagram.
They have an app?
Not app, sorry. On Instagram.
Oh, their social media.
Yeah. And so it was just very clean, very easy to read, it's great. So I can't wait And it's just it's such a suiting name. It's like, why didn't anyone just come up with that in the first place?
Is it actually off of Pier 23, though?
It's 23 East Main Street. And it's on the pier. So Pier 23, it just makes sense. And it's like, great. It's like, awesome. Like, genius job on that. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. So that's going to be fun.
You know what would be really good, though? Is if they become super popular... That they do, like, a late-night menu, so when Pratty's gets done, you just got that crowd. I'm not sure if that's a crowd that they want, but, you know, We don't have really many late night places, but Supreme and Pilot House.
Right.
Light Dragon.
Yeah.
Dragon Light.
Or Pilot House slash Dragon
Pilot Light. Pilot Dragon Lighthouse. You know?
Well, speaking of Pilot House, we were there last night.
We did.
And are they doing karaoke? They're doing karaoke. Is that every Saturday night?
I think it's every Friday and Saturday.
Every Friday.
But I've known that since I've been back.
Okay. Well, I know when they opened up the other side that they were doing lots of different things, actually. They were having bands go in, and then I think they were really toying with a lot of different ideas.
Like banquets and stuff. Like anyone that wants to do that. Private
parties. Yeah. So they do like the banquets and private parties, but I knew that Winnie and Tony wanted to really bring another element of, like, you know, they were toying with different ideas and they've been doing different things. So I think now that the karaoke thing is stuck, and you can tell just last night is a regular crowd. You can tell that crowd goes every Friday and Saturday. You can just tell. So it was a great crowd. I think we have to do that one weekend.
Yeah.
No, not to sing. Okay. Although we could bring my sister. She'll sing.
I mean, I used to do the karaoke. I would attend the karaoke at Dog Bar.
I've been there.
But I'm
You know where I went a lot is Cameron's. When Cameron had every Thursday karaoke. You were in California at this time. After that, like,
I remember karaoke before I left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we used to go with work, and we used to go every week. So it's awesome when you have a karaoke crowd, whether they sing or not. It's the same group of people that will go every week, just like trivia.
Yeah.
Like Latitude has the same groups.
Minglewood.
Yeah. Minglewood has the same groups of trivia.
Yeah. My trivia nemesis. Yeah.
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 And
there's certain teams I'm like, oh, you motherfuckers.
So between trivia and karaoke in this town, I think you could be very well entertained every week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot in this town.
We need some more things, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I mean, it gets redundant. But, I mean, it's coming. It's happening. Can't wait for the summer.
Yeah, winter will be over soon, hopefully.
Yeah, so then, you know, we have studio will be opening back up. I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for their sushi.
Which, I actually have to start planning Lena's trip while she's here.
Oh, perfect.
Like, Jesus, what do we do? Where do we go?
There's just so much. She's, you know, she's here during Fiesta, so not only do you have Fiesta.
She's gotta kind of squeeze it in. Also, it's like whether or not she really actually wants to see Boston, if she actually cares about Boston, or if people are like, wait, you went to Massachusetts, you went to Boston, but you didn't go to Boston?
Right.
It's kind of like, I was living in Orlando for a month, but I actually did not go to Disney World. And people are like, wait, I don't. You were in Orlando. It's like, yeah, there was many other things to do,
right?
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so there's a lot. There's a lot definitely coming up.
I've already planned out her menu for her visit.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm cooking half the menu while she's here. So
no, we can go to other people's houses. I know other Italian people that are going to have like cookouts and like, you know, gatherings and stuff. But it's like, do I have a cookout? And it's like, when can I have a cookout? Because if I have a cookout on Fiesta Saturday, that's going to take away from everyone else's having cookouts on Fiesta Saturday. And I'm like, wait, trying to remember if Shalufo does a cookout on Saturday or Fiesta Sunday. It's like, oh, crap.
It's a lot of people does Saturday and Sunday. Ugh, it's just crazy. I know. We got to save our Fiesta talk when we get Sam back on.
Sam and Christy.
Oh, we got to definitely get them back on.
But the fact that we're already talking about that because it's literally...
Because it's so soon.
It's soon.
It's going to come way sooner than you think. It's already March.
It is already March. March Madness is about to begin. I can't wait to get my bracket going.
So we have March Madness. We have, it's Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And Women's Wellness Opening. Yes, I did. March 11th. So where's this going to be?
242 Main Street. It's actually going to be right near, So Nelson's, the glass shop, and then, is it called Fia or Faya? I don't actually
know. Oh, it's going to be near Stones?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those.
2 doors down from Stones.
Oh, okay. I knew when the address was said 242 Main Street, I knew it was down there.
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
It's in between the vape shop and the glass store.
Okay. So do we know what it's going to offer or what's going to be there?
Do
we know who owns it?
We do. Actually, Good Morning Gloucester did a whole...
I thought I saw, but, yeah. You know, sometimes I don't always go in and read. You know what? Sometimes scan Facebook.
Yeah.
Because that's how I...
That's how it came up was...
Okay.
So they're going to offer like yoga classes, Zumba classes. They're going to have children's story time for from the library. They're going to do a lot of mindfulness and counseling.
Cool.
So it's going to be a women's wellness center.
Awesome.
And stuff like that. And their opening is like March 11th. And they're going to be doing some yoga classes. And now the thing is, there is space that is, it's a limited space. I think like the max they can have is like 15 to 20
people. Yeah, it is small space. And those are...
it's very like, wow, that's... I don't even know how you get that many people. Then again, we go to Stones a lot. And I'm shocked at the amount of people they squeeze in there.
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah.
Not wide, just long.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, so that's opening up, which
that's exciting. Next weekend.
Yeah, I think it's really good because there's not that many kinds of places around here. And I like the different varieties of things that are going on.
Yeah.
It's nice. And also the fact is that now that Jay Barrett is now in the old empire.
Yes, which that was awesome. Finally someone did something with the space. I mean, they did cover
up the empire that was like engraved on the little storefront, but the yoga place next door, Floating Lotus, they still have the old empire, which is nice. It's like little Gloucester history, little things like
that.
But it doesn't make the storefronts look so desolate, you know?
Yeah, because I'm so glad
it's like downtown is like...
They did a beautiful job with them.
Yeah, they did a great job.
They really did.
Yep.
So this past week, Talia... at her school, they did the musical Sweeney Todd, and she was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She did such a good job. So Talia goes to Waring in Beverly, and it is a great small school for different arts. So some people go there and they focus on photography, some focus on theater, some singing, music. And that's what they really are based on. And it was originated in Rockport. And actually, Lisa Waring, who used to own the Lobster Pool. No, yeah, the Lobster Pool in Rockport. That was her grandmother that founded it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So their plays are amazing. Their musicals, their soirees, and all those shows are free.
Yep.
So it is just up the street off of Exit 18. And
I don't know about that, because that was some Blair Witch shit.
You want to get off of Exit 18, it's just a couple of turns into the woods, but it's all right.
There's a couple of turns into the woods. All right, serial killer.
But it looks like a college campus once you get up there. It's beautiful. So, she did awesome. Everyone in that, it was like a Broadway show. It was like, they did so amazing. Just great. So... I would definitely recommend anybody going to any of the Waring shows. Again, it's free.
Man, that was an event, though. That was a huge event for you and Mr. E.
What? The
going what? To that play.
Why was that a huge
event? Because you got to meet your Uncle Max. You got to meet your mom.
My mom, yep.
Erica. Wait,
he's already met Erica. Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, at Super Bowl when she was here at Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Where he met your dad.
Yeah. So I think he's pretty much...
He's met everybody.
Officially, yeah. Pretty
now
much.
He just needs to meet the Fiesta crowd.
I don't have a Fiesta crowd because I do not go to Fiesta.
That's going to change this year.
Oh, God, please. I'm not gonna, like, obviously we have to do the parade because it stops at the end of our frickin' street.
I won't wear Fiesta whites this year. It's not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. We saw how that went last year.
So yeah, he's met everyone important in my life.
It's good.
The it's old good. Important and the new important.
Yeah, so other big things is you're now friends with his family on Facebook.
I am.
That's some things, man.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy deal.
I mean, granted, you know, he requested me on Snapchat. I was like, wow, I'm like, you know. So he and I have been having conversations all week, which is great. Because I did tell you, you're not allowed to break up with him now because I'm attached.
I'm kind of attached too.
Well, you're attached in different ways. So there's that. By the way, he is our one listener, so hi!
Hi, Mystery! He's our one listener. Mm-hmm. Yay!
Actually, we gained a new listener.
We did? Who?
We did. Paul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we gained Paul. Paul's like, I had no idea. He's like, I need to go back and binge everything.
I'm oh,
like,
no.
I'm like, please do.
the journey of Alicia Unleashed.
I was like, here's certain episodes that you can avoid, and here are certain episodes you should probably listen to over others. But he will be tuning in tomorrow at 3 p.m. to hear this one.
Perfect.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, shout out. Told you, Paul. I would shout you out.
Shout out to Paul.
We can't wait to line you up, so we're going to be excited about that.
I am very excited about
that. We got some questions already. I already got some
things.
Executive producer things going on in my head. It's great.
All right. So also, a lot has happened in the past week.
Oh, well, and coming the last up. 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, especially, you know. So, the Oscars. Mm. Okay, so I don't watch usually.
You don't watch any award shows.
No.
I'm the one that usually does it for not only this podcast, but also for trivia. I need to be deprived of all that information.
Right, yeah. No, I'm not a huge TV watcher in the first place.
So I recorded the Oscars.
Because it goes late.
Oh, yeah. Well, I record the Oscars, and what I do is the next day I watch the opening number, and then I fast forward to the in memoriam, and then I fast forward to the end so I can see who the best picture is before going on social media. When I lived out west, we actually had full-blown Oscar parties.
Yeah.
So, you know, but where it's on the East Coast, it's so late. So I set my DVR up for 3 hours and 30 minutes. That was with an extension because it was like, oh, it's going to run later. And, you know, I got through the opening number, I got through the in memoriam, and my DVR cut off right after Emma Stone won for Best Actress. Okay? Get in my car, and all of a sudden, every radio station is talking about this, what you're about to talk about, the debacle.
Yeah.
That was the Best Picture.
Yeah. So you just showed it to me. I didn't even get to watch it this week, but I did, obviously, like, because my Facebook blows up when, you know, I have a lot of friends in common with Love and Award shows, so when I looked at my Facebook the next morning, it was just after another, and I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? Something happened. So just watched it. Holy shit, that was fucked up.
So, here's the thing. In the, was it 94 years of Oscar history?
Yep.
This is the second time something like this has happened. So, what happened is, if you don't know, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway came out to present the Oscar for the Best Picture. And on this, they came from two different sides of the stage. And on both sides, there are two accountants from whoever does the polling and the voting for the Oscars. And they usually hand the envelope to the presenter. So because there was two envelopes, you know, that were handed off to Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. Well, the gentleman that handed the envelope off to Warren Beatty was so focused on his social media and his Twitter that he was texting and he was tweeting that he gave Warren Beatty the wrong envelope. He gave him the Best Actress envelope. So when Warren Beatty opened it, he paused and was like, what's happening? Faye Dunaway took the card because he kind of was like, here, take a look at this. She said, La La Land.
She just read it.
Instead of saying Emma Stone for La La Land, she didn't process that. She just said La La Land.
Right.
So the directors, producers, actors of La La Land got up on stage and started doing their full
acceptance speeches. That's what...
What happened was... Producers in the back, it was just like absolute chaos. Come to find out, they go on stage and they're looking at the envelope and there's commotion going on behind them. You can see the directors and the producers getting like kind of frazzled and like, what's going on? Come to find out, actually Moonlight won Best Picture, not La La Land. Which La La Land was the Oscar darling, like everyone expected La La Land to win. Right. So this was a huge upset that La La Land didn't win.
Right.
But I feel like had it been that they said Moonlight and then it was La La Land, there would be a whole other rage happening. But that didn't happen, so thank God. But this is the first time it's actually happened in history for Best Picture. 1963, Sammy Davis Jr. Read the wrong card for Best Actor. Which, at the time in the morning after the debacle, they were like, this has never happened in Oscar history. And then people did their research and was like, ah, actually, this happened one other time.
Wow.
But not Best Picture.
And this is way worse than the Steve Harvey debacle.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I mean, yeah. Jimmy
Steve Kimmel. Harvey's probably like, oh, yeah, I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook. Feel like this was way worse.
So Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about it and was like, I blame Steve Harvey. And I think it was just to lighten up the mood. Because there was so much confusion. And people were like, should I be clapping? Is this a joke? Is this a bit?
Like, But the thing is,
like, it's one thing, because Jimmy Kimmel has got this ongoing rivalry, which is a joke, with Matt Damon.
Right.
And they're like, is this a joke? When it actually wasn't. This was a legit, like, panic moment. I will say that Manchester by the Sea, didn't say it, won a few different, one for Best Actor, Casey Affleck. Affleck. And also the director, Kenneth Lonergan.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think Casey did a good job.
Did you see him? Oh, you did see
him. I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did. We talk about that already? Did you see it yet?
Nope.
That's why we haven't talked about it, because you haven't seen it.
Right. But also, there, from what I know and what I gathered, he was also an upset because people were like, what?
Well, he did a good job in it. However, so this is from Talia. Did I ever tell you Talia's perspective? Mm-hmm. First of all, the music was beautiful. The score, that's what they probably should want. It's like best score or something, because they were, that the music in that movie was on point. The scenery,
you can't win an Oscar for best scenery.
No, I know, but scenery, but you know, the storyline was great, except it had no ending. That's the whole
point. Spoiler alert. I already knew about that.
Yeah, there's no ending. If they had an ending, it could have.
So, out of the 9 movies that were nominated for Best Picture, 3 of them pretty much stop after the second act. Like, there's no third act. And that's been a trend with movies nowadays.
But that's
where they just stop.
But that sucks.
Yeah. But it's better than.
It makes the writer look like they don't know what they're doing.
No, not necessarily, but it's also like we were so used to having 3 acts. It's like, okay, that 75-minute mark where you come to that climax, and now here's the aftermath. And now that they're stopping that, and there's no aftermath, so it's making you think. Same thing with Moonlight. Moonlight did the same thing, where it's like leaving it up to someone else's perception.
Well, I think there's a difference between leaving it up to someone else's perception and then literally having no ending. Like, it couldn't go anywhere. It was like, I don't know. Once you see it, you're going to totally understand what I'm saying. But it's almost like the writer didn't know how to end it, so they just did a whole bunch of scenes around town and didn't make any sense, and it went on for 45 minutes. I mean, it definitely went on for 45 minutes too long. So moving on. So talk about restaurants opening up. We have another restaurant opening up. I think it's going to be at the end of April. And the Azorian is opening up an Italian restaurant. So it's where La Trattoria used to be. I forget what number Main Street that would be, but it's across from Cafe Bisco, which is also newly, Lynn Silva bought
right,
that.
Right, we talked about that before,
but just shout out to Lynn Silva with Cafe Bisco and the best froyo ever in the world. It's across the street. So they renovated. If you go now, you'll see it's gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous. They are looking for...
I saw the work that they were doing in there.
Yeah. They are looking for a full staff, obviously, but there's no information on the window as to how to apply or where to go. Right. But because it's Azorian owned, I think maybe they assume everybody know that it's Azorian owned. Go the Azorian.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
And maybe we should bring that up to your favorite bartender there.
Yeah. Paolo.
Is it Paolo?
It's Paolo.
All right.
Well, which other... We have
Paolo. I don't see Paolo there anymore.
You don't?
Well, I also don't go there as much as you do.
Yeah, that's how I go. Well, you know what? I do a lot of lunch there, and he does a lot of lunch there. So shout out to Paolo Azorian. We're just like giving all sorts of shout outs today. Uh-huh. There's just so much going on around here.
Hey,
so,
shout out to Paolo at Dress Code.
Oh yeah, Dress Code. He's there every Sunday, 12 to 5. He's a trip, and he's amazing. Did you ever get that necklace you liked? Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. Dress code's awesome. Mm-hmm. I have my black fur that my faux fur that I wear like to fancy places in the winter. I got it from there. Huh. Love it. So.
Ow! No.
What's he doing?
He's clawing me.
Oh. If this was Joey, he'd be so upset. He'd be, mm-hmm. Oh my God. All right. So, again, there we go. Looking for a full staff. I would go, if I was anybody, I'd go to the Azorian and ask them
inquire with them.
So, another local Gloucester place is Gloucester Mattress. So, shout out to Mike at Gloucester Mattress. I finally
got your big girl bed?
Got my big girl bed. It's a king fit for a queen. And so I've been, this whole bed has been in the works for months now. I bought the oak sleigh bed, and then I bought the frame at Second Glance. Mm-hmm. So I had no idea that Second Glance has a whole warehouse of stuff.
Is this just like shout out to Gloucester kind of
I
podcast?
Guess. Like, I've just, I guess.
I think that's going to be our title because our other title can't really be used without our special guest.
Yeah, so this has got to be.
Shout out to G-Town, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much going on. So, when I went to Second Glance, I haven't been in a really long time, but the whole furniture section that they have there. Uh-huh. And then when I wanted the frame, they brought me out to their quote unquote like warehouse that is filled with furniture.
Oh, I bet.
So I'm guessing what they do is when a piece sells, they go into the warehouse and then brings it into like their furniture room. I'm gonna guess. How else would they? I mean, it's not like I don't know. Maybe we should get somebody from Second Glance that works on there. I have so many questions about how that whole operation works.
Yeah, we could totally work that out.
It's really interesting when I went there. So I got my frame there. And then I got my box springs from Gloucester Mattress. And you can't beat their prices. And that is because I did go there a few months ago with Tyler and I tried out all the beds. You can be like Goldilocks and do like soft, medium, hard. I like this one, not this one. This one's too soft. This one's too hard. But I was going to get a complete set for $800, king mm-hmm. size. Brand new. That's just kind of like unheard of. That's so awesome priced. And because he doesn't keep the inventory in house, he delivers it. So he gets it from the warehouse and he immediately delivers it. So there's no overhead. So that's how he can keep the prices down.
Prices down.
Yeah. Cool. So shout out to Gloucester Mattress. Hey, Mike, go down and see him. And I just think that is such, that's also another great place to have because we all know when we go out of town, over the bridge.
Bob's Discount.
We're paying the delivery fees.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I mean, you're going. The delivery fees alone are just ridiculous mm-hmm. and insane. So, to be able to get something so greatly priced, and to look for a local business, so I think that's just awesome. Yay, St. Patrick's. I guess another thing coming up, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Happy birthday to our favorite bartender,
our
Jamie.
Our favorite bartender at Stone. So, mm-hmm. Jamie's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. His son's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day. My sister's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday this year. Mm-hmm. So, as always, my mom will do the boiled dinner for my sister for her birthday.
I love how you guys also have birthday dinners. Like, my brother and I, we have specific birthday dinners that my mom used to cook as we were growing up as kids, even though she'd have to make spaghetti and meatballs for him. Oh, no, sweet and sour kielbasa. Oh, no, it was rice and beans. Sorry, Jesus Christ. Rice and beans for him on his birthday. And then the next day, she literally had to make chicken fingers and french fries for me.
Oh, yeah, because your birthdays are a day apart, right? Mm-hmm. That's like Mike and Chris. They're a day apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fine. But hers is on St. Patrick's Day, and she so happens to, like
boiled dinner.
So it fits.
Interesting enough, even though I'm Irish, we don't care for boiled dinner.
Well, my mom makes the best.
It's good to know.
Yeah, you can come over. We're having a party.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, and I have the kids that night, too.
I'll bring the wine.
Awesome. So Kyle should be here. So it's usually Kyle, Roe, and Joe. Mm. So it's literally my mom takes the day off because her boiled dinner takes 7 hours to do. She'll come here. She cooks the whole day.
Birthday?
Yeah, it's Celia's birthday.
Good, because I actually have to talk some business with your sister.
Awesome.
I have some holistic questions for her.
Oh, perfect. She loves that shit. Mm-hmm. She's all about that shit and loves the oil. She'll get you into essential oils by the end of the night. You'll be like, I want this concoction. I want this concoction. But yeah, so that's what we do and really excited about that. And so Stones will also do, what they do is they'll do a special menu that day. Interesting. So they get rid of their regular menu and they literally give you the menu and it's like corned beef, whatever it is. And that's what they do. That's the only thing they do for the whole day.
I only want their shepherd's pie.
So they have that on there too for usually. Right. But just to let you know, so I don't really know of any other St. Patrick's Day like celebrations.
Everyone's just going to be out drinking anyway because they're going to be like, oh, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and they all go to Boston and stuff like that. Yeah. So, but around here, Stones like, is the place to
I'm
be.
I'm kind of like meh about that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, I've had some exotic St. Patrick's Days.
Oh, yeah, just being out where you were.
Yeah. Well, and even being in Orlando, you know, I had a St. Patrick's Day in Orlando and it was... And I hung out with Paul, and it was...
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We're not going to really get too much into it, because I really want to save a lot of the dating talk for when our special guest comes on.
But I feel like we also could have it with Kevin Bacon in here, too.
We could, but I just want to touch upon something. So we know that you're back on the apps. Mm. And the app that you're on, I literally did not dabble in it. I could not care.
Dear secret listeners, I am on the Tinder.
She did it. Yeah. She did it. It's been a year. Took you a year to do it though.
Oh.
It literally took you a year to do it, but you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was your year of Bridget, not even summer Bridget, but it was like year of Bridget.
It was year of getting my shit in order in my head right.
Right. And you did. Which is great.
I mean, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you did that first. We're in March and you've done it. So here's my question.
Mm.
I don't know exactly all the apps that you've done, but what do you think is your favorite so far? Or what do you think you're going to go? Where do you think is going to be end up being your go-to one that you just want to go always go to?
This is going back to, obviously, after my engagement, whatever. I was on Plenty of Fish in 2008.
I didn't even know it went back that far.
Yeah. I've been on Plenty of Fish for a while. This is the first year. So in 2016, I disabled it.
Right.
Like, I hid my account. It's still active.
Right, right, right.
But I just haven't been pursuing anything or going on there.
Right.
I've done OkCupid. I've done Match. I've done Zoosk.
Yeah, Zoosk sucks.
Yeah, well, I had a friend that worked for Zoosk, too, so, you know, it's not like she was helping me get anything.
Yeah.
It was just, they're all the same. They all have the different algorithms. Obviously, Tinder, I'm going to say this, even though I'm using it, is more vapid than the other ones.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's kind of like old school Blockbuster. Like, if you didn't know the movie, you didn't hear anything about the movie, you didn't know anything about the trailer... Because obviously YouTube wasn't there. You're looking at the cover, you're like, no, no.
Because you don't get to, do you get to read anybody's profile?
Well, here's the thing.
Swipe left or right or whatever it is.
Yes, you can. You can tap on their photo or whatever. They get to choose whether or not they write a description of themselves.
Right, which is...
And if they don't, it's like, okay, you're literally here for the meat market.
Well, right, and people who don't write descriptions, I never paid attention
to. They're there for hookups is pretty much the general consensus that I am getting through using this app.
Well, that's the... here's my perception, is that's the actual... was the original...
Mm.
That was the original use for Tinder, was literally just to
Tinder,
hook up.
Tinder was actually created by a gentleman that worked for Grindr. Grindr is the gay app.
Version.
And there was no heterosexual, like, version like Grindr.
Right.
So here came Tinder.
Exactly.
And obviously now, Tinder's platform, you can use it for, you know, trans, gay, straight, you know, that kind of thing. So there's that.
So... here's my I did not dabble in Tinder because it connects you to your social media and this, you know, this one, you know, that one.
Well, it's not necessarily that you know them. It's you have one friend in common.
I don't want anybody in common.
So there's why not? There's generations. There's first generation, there's second generation. Second generation means that they are friends with someone that's friends with your friend.
No, I don't want anybody that knows anybody.
Well, you need to branch out.
Although, Mr. E, is grew up with. Do you know that?
What?
So I actually do have a. I have a mutual friend in common, not on Facebook, but
mutual person in life.
Yeah, in life, he grew up with, and he played baseball in college with Chris, and he cooked at my restaurant.
Oh, interesting!
Talk about friggin' small world. You just can't. It's just seriously.
But the thing is, you also
can't get away from it in the North Shore.
But it doesn't. You can't get away from it in the Bay Area either. So.
Crazy.
Even in San Diego, I had that problem.
I would say Plenty of Fish was my go-to.
I think because it matches you up better with the likes. With Tinder, it's literally based on your Facebook account.
Yeah.
I don't know the actual algorithm of Tinder, but the fact that my wingman has come up 3 times in my scroll, and I've X'd him out every time, which according to Mr. E is once you X them, they shouldn't come back. Well, this motherfucker keeps coming back. I don't know if he's got 8 different profiles out there.
I know.
But every time I screenshot it, I'd be like, what is this noise?
Yeah.
What is this? And
so, you know what? I was on, so obviously Plenty of Fish is... obviously the one that
so
ended
Plenty
up
of Fish
for me.
Is a little different because Tinder, you have to like that person and they have to like you in order for there to be a match, in order for you to even message them.
Right.
Like you can't.
Right.
So on Plenty of Fish, anybody and everybody can message you.
Right.
On Tinder, you have to match up in order for the message activation.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a little interesting because I've been very nervous and obviously I've been looking at it and I'm like, oh, you're like filet mignon with like pomegranate like herb sauce and your tri-tip with like ketchup and french fries, and it's like probably the tri-tip's gonna like me more than the filet, that kind of thing.
No.
So your boyfriend your boyfriend keeps doing this whole like you gotta start liking. I'm like, yeah, but their photos suck, dude. Yeah. He's like, you can't be like, I'm like, no, I can. Because you know what? As much as I really love to see your pelvic bone, which is one of my things, that should not be your first photo.
No.
And also, I don't give a fuck that you have an iPhone 7 Plus in your mirror. Clean your fucking mirror. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Dudes can't take selfies.
No.
Dudes can, and if they do, they too pretty. Like, if they take a good selfie right
now. My man can take a good selfie. He does a very good job as a guy taking a picture of himself.
He takes a decent photo.
He does.
Yes.
He does.
But I was just like, some of these people, I'm like,
I know.
Granted, I have photos. Yeah, they're obviously the best photos I got going on because I haven't taken selfies of myself because I'm not that type of person. I don't like taking selfies. I'd rather take photos with my friends to prove I have life. I have friends. I'm doing shit. Versus taking photos of myself. And obviously, I don't use anything with, like, a Snapchat filter. Granted, I did hijack one of your photos because I was like, I got nothing.
What, is that the one that this past summer?
Yeah. Where we both ended up matching at, like, Stones, where I was wearing, like, my speckled black shirt with my black vest. And you were wearing your black vest and striped shirt. And we're like, seriously?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did we just
it was a good
right
photo.
Now? Yeah.
That was a good photo.
Right.
So yeah, we're getting back out there. So I can't wait. Well, you're getting back out there. That I can't wait for her to come on and we can talk about it.
I've got so many questions for her.
Can't wait for that.
But I feel like it's not necessarily about dating either. But I do have other questions because she does, hold a job that I think a lot of people in this town are just not educated about, like your behavior,
right,
and what your do's and don'ts and whatnot. So yeah. It's kind of just like with John, when we had John.
Right. John's a trip. We should have John on again, too.
The do's and don'ts. Oh, yeah. Let's make sure.
Yeah, we need John on again. We do.
Let's make sure.
We do. What are we at?
We are at 39 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking for an hour and a half.
Kind of. I mean, we've hit a lot. We hit a lot. And I mean, the thing is, we also haven't seen, we haven't really been around each other, and we haven't had a podcast in like weeks.
After the Super Bowl was the last one.
Yeah.
It was right before Valentine's Day.
Right.
So it's been, yeah, it's been 3 weeks about.
Yeah, and I mean, I got sick right after.
Right.
After Valentine's Day. It was fucking, was miserable.
So, a food that, okay, so, because recently, I've gotten into beets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Have you gone to spiralized beets yet?
What's that?
Oh, what? You don't know about spiralized beets?
I am just trying. Like, I am just trying to, like, so, it's one of those foods where, I'm not going to like that. I am not going to eat that. You know, I'm never going to like that.
You, of all people, a foodie, and you're, like, this specific about things. This is incredible.
I am a picky eater. I'm a picky eater.
God.
So, there's that, and then, like, for instance, like, people, you know, feel the same way about Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my God,
if you have Brussels sprouts the wrong way, you will never eat them again. You have to have you have to have them the right way.
You have
way.
To do them right.
Minglewood does a flash fry Brussels sprout, and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah,
so for any, but with a spicy sauce. So anybody that wants to never tried Brussels sprouts before, go to Minglewood. They do a freaking amazing one.
Or if you're single and you're a man, you could just like date me, and I could make you Brussels sprouts with balsamic and bacon.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
I love, that's one of my favorite dishes to make.
Awesome.
And I was like, who am I? I eat Brussels sprouts?
Well, now we have beet. Well, my kids love them. But now the beet things, right? So I didn't know there's golden beets.
What?
And there's other beets.
Oh, my God.
And there's different colored beets. And then you have them with cheese. And I've always I've always been envious of looking at it. I'm like, oh, that looks so good with that goat cheese.
Goat cheese and beets are like the most amazing combination on the planet.
So my sister's educating me on how to boil beets and how to make
roast
them. Okay. I don't know. I haven't even gotten into it yet. So I went to Shorten Maine on Friday, they had a vinaigrette and beet and feta.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seaport has a beet with goat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start just trying beets all over town.
Mm-hmm. So spiralizing is, you can do it with zucchini, you can do it with sweet potato, you can do it with beet. And what it is literally making it like a noodle.
I have the zucchini, shape of the noodle. I have the noodle herb.
Yeah. So you get beets. Noodler.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't, because beets are kind of tough. When you roast them, when you cook them, it does stain, so be warned.
Yeah.
You know, use tin foil, like, and all that stuff. But if you don't want to get yourself involved in staining, Market Basket has spiralized beets. So it already comes spiralized.
Is that what I'm seeing next to the spiralized zucchini? And they're doing a thing right now?
Yeah.
They actually have a display?
Yeah. Because that's the new thing. That's the new alternative to pasta.
Right. I have the noodle.
The spaghetti?
The whatever. Yes. Spaghetti. That's what I got. Oh,
Jesus.
My sister-in-law bought it for me. It's the best thing ever. I love it.
Oh, my God. So anyway, yes. And, you know, of course, everyone but Mr. E is like, oh, they're talking about food. I'm out. So, yeah, beets. Oh, man. I made this dish one night because, obviously, when I was cooking, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make this big dish. And then I realized, oh, I don't have any of the ingredients. So this is where Bridget just flies on her feet. So I roast a little bit of the spiralizer because you want to kind of dry them out a little bit. Or, like, roast the
beets. They're not cooked. They're already spiraled.
They are.
Okay.
But you want to give a little more warmth to them. So I put them in for 200 degrees for 10 minutes, and it's perfect.
Okay.
You brown up some, like, ground beef. Put some garlic salt and some, like, onion powder in there. Drop a can of diced tomato, and you throw it on top of the spiralized beets. My mother, like, is obsessed with that dish. On top of the dish that I used to make, which was, like, grilled salmon with avocado salsa. Now she's, like, all about these spiralized beets.
That's Yeah, I'm going to be probably more of less, like, salad type of, like, pears.
Which is good.
Pears and walnuts or pecans or, goat cheese.
But get yourself into the beets. The reason why I grew up...
It's very good for you.
Yeah. I grew up with beets because, as a child of, Section 8 in welfare, we had a lot of canned foods. And because my mother was a single mother and a bartender, it was kind of like... I don't have time to, cook you food. Here's chicken, here's beets in a can.
That's the thing. It's like, we never had beets, which is really interesting to me.
You get a restaurant that does the regular red beet and the golden beet salad, yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, that's where delicious. So when we, on Christmas Day, when we went to the Beauport Hotel, mm-hmm. my sister, one of the salads was the golden beet.
Yeah.
It was the different color beets with goat cheese.
Yeah, that's good.
And apples. Mm-hmm. And that's where I tried it for the first time. And I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. And I saw it again and I tried it again. I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. And every time I try it, I liked it more and more.
They have prepackaged beets that are already cooked. They're in a bag. Like, they're already ready to go.
Where are they?
I know in Stop and Shop, they're in the salad dressing area. They're okay. A little container of beets. They're already roasted and ready to go, and you just cut them up. I always throw them with spinach and goat cheese and strawberry and beet and call it a day for my lunch.
Awesome.
I love beets. Beets
All right, so that's our PSA of the day. Go try beets. Mm-hmm. Basically, just go and eat some beets in Seaport or Shorten, Maine, or anywhere else in this town that has they
anywhere
do
that's got some beet salad going on right now.
Go ahead, go try those beets. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm excited about beets. Is that fucked up or what?
That is a little weird that you, of a foodie of all people, I'm discovering beets. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, I'm discovering cucumber. Do you not know about vegetables? I'm confused.
Well, I don't like cucumbers, but I do sometimes.
What is happening with your world right now?
I'm a picky eater. That's the funny part, as I really am.
This is ridiculous.
And I don't eat leftovers.
Yeah, I know. You make this huge ass pot of beef stew, and then you ain't even gonna eat it for a week. That shit... If I make a big pot of shit, that's serving me all week.
No, I don't do that. Uh-uh. I ate it last night. I ate it today. I'm over it. I'm going to give it away.
Listen, when you live by yourself for 9 years and you're paycheck to paycheck and you make a big pot of shit, you make that shit work for your life. Get you through the next paycheck. It's like, yeah, make me a big pot of stew. I'm going to eat this for fucking years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made that crostini. I'll eat that.
I'm fucking going to town on that shit.
I have more. I have another whole half a loaf because Mr. E wants some when he comes here. So I'm going to make the other half.
Oh, when's he coming? I need a family calendar to kind of know what's going on.
He needs a family calendar. He's like,
calendar for your life with your kid. When you have a kid, when you don't have a kid, when you see Mr. E, when should I be hitting up Tinder more than others? I was when you hit me up and you're like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, well, it's Friday night and I've got plans to drink it. You're like, oh. I'm like, oh, you don't have your kids or your man.
No.
I'm like, oh. I was like, how about Saturday?
Yeah, basically.
Well, yeah. Saturday worked out pretty good for us last night.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was fun. And we stayed at Stone's until midnight.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We never stay out that late.
I have been.
You have, but I haven't.
Yeah, I've been leaving Stone because I've been going by myself, which is interesting.
I know, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Do we have a closer? I don't think we've even thought about it.
We didn't, no.
You know what we might need? Is we might need
a new ender?
We might need an ender. That would be so
maybe
cool
we could
to
have
go
Ricky,
back on Fiverr.
Maybe we could have Ricky Diamond do one.
Yes!
Shout out
yes.
to Ricky Diamond at the dress code.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure if he goes by Ricky Diamond. I'll hit him up after this, on the snaps.
Does he still go by Ricky Diamond?
No, I don't think
is that not his stage name anymore?
He's no longer Pocket Tanya either.
No, so. It's Robert. Is it
Roberta
Dick?
Oh, it's Roberta Dick.
Is Roberta Dick? Is that his new stage name?
I think so.
Okay,
but we'll check.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, also, let's talk about our Snapchat streak that we constantly wanted to talk about and then we never did.
Yeah, so we got to 135 days. That's when you got really sick and couldn't talk and all that shit. But
No, that was when...
Yeah.
No, it wasn't when I had bronchitis.
It was before.
I think it was the week of the migraine, like that right. nasty migraine.
And now we're back on the streak.
Yeah, we're back
and on we're the streak. We're at 27 days right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're back on the streak.
Because Tyler challenged us to 100 days.
Yep.
And that's literally, besides me being here eating your food, that's literally how we have conversations. We don't text message anymore. I barely Facebook message you anymore.
No, so that means we basically, we talk face to face every day.
In 9-second increments.
Yeah. And Talia has streaks of over 400 days.
That's ridiculous.
With one of her friends.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's like...
Because the thing was, I said we lost our streak, and you're like, yeah, I was waiting for you to snap me. I'm like, bitch, you could have snapped me.
I think I did snap you, but
I also snapped you, like, but I don't think we did it enough.
We don't do it enough. It doesn't count as the streak.
Right.
So, oh, yoy vey.
Yeah, I can pull up a closer.
I feel like, I don't know, like, we talk so much Gloucester stuff. It wasn't even like we have, like, I don't even know, like, a theme today. Well, our theme was all about Gloucester.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, though. That means, you know what that means? I'll do,
Because we usually do a shout-out. Like, we don't... Well, I mean, we talk about the same basic places over and over again, but I think this time we actually talked about, like, more legit places. Like, not... They're all legit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just
gave, like, a props to everybody.
Pretty much.
Thing today.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stop and Shop and their chocolate hummus, by the way.
Yeah, what is that? Chocolate hummus?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm down for chocolate hummus.
No, it is. Kevin Bacon, she got me involved in it.
Really?
It's some great stuff.
What do you eat it with?
Apples, cinnamon sugar pita chips.
I don't know. See, that's another thing. Yeah, I might not try it. It might not be my thing. I don't know.
No,
it
sounds just weird. Because you're not open to new things.
Listen, I'm trying.
You're trying, but you're like, no, that doesn't sound like something I would do. I just discovered beets, so let's go with that.
I'm just gonna go with that.
Yeah, shit. I'm at a loss as to like what to do.
Yeah, maybe we need to do a have them do a closer. I love the opener. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean I could talk with him about like recording a song and stuff. I know he's got a band and whatnot and all that.
He does?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, well, here we go. I have something we can just play. This is actually something that Talia sang.
All right.
She sang this a few weeks ago in the soiree at Waring. Again, another great... They have soirees and there's 6 through 12. They'll pick a song or they'll play the piano or they'll play the guitar or something like that. You know what? Maybe no have a closer because it's going to take us forever to figure this out.
Well.
We weren't prepared. That caught us for a surprise tonight.
Today. Yeah. I mean, you know. Here's
All right. Here we go.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Thank you for listening to Alicia Unleashed, even though the last 3 minutes must have been very painful for you, even if you made it that far.
Honestly. Well, because of my chomping on your crostini. That sounded weird. Sorry. Not a lesbian.
Find her on the Nintendo.
Oh, shit. You're ridiculous. What's happening?
Good morning, Gloucester. Bye-bye.